Number five. Now, what I love about the Garden of Eden, it had every joy and happiness and pleasure in it. It was a place of pleasure. It was all there to make them happy. It was all pleasure for Adam and Eve. There was no work. Not at all. Didn't have to work for a thing. Wanted nothing, needed nothing. They had every imaginable pleasure there. And Satan said, I got something that even be more pleasurable than that. I got something going to turn you on sideways. And they went after that wrong thing. And what did they find instead of pleasure? Pain. They traded in the pleasure they had in the Garden of Eden for more pleasure, and instead they got pain. Isn't that something? From that day on, the word sorrow was introduced. That came into the language they spoke. Never heard sorrow before. What was that? Well, you stick around, buddy. Wait till you get up tomorrow morning and there are thorns out there, there are stones out there, and there are thistles out there. That lion you used to play with is going to eat you. And by the way, you're going to have to grow your own food. What's that? You'll find out if you don't. Pleasure was gone. Pain took its place. But they went after the wrong thing in the name of pleasure. The devil has never yet said, Adam and Eve, let me ruin your life. Let me rob you of the pleasure of God's provision and abundance. Let me screw it all up and mess you up. He never said that one time. He's a liar. He said, hey. Has not God said, and isn't he holding back on you? I can give you pleasure. You think you have it good here, with the tree of life standing right there, and the old tree of the knowledge of good and evil right over there, and everything imaginable. No, I can give you more. They went after pleasure and found pain. And that pain, isn't it interesting? That pain would cover every area of their lives, for her from childbirth to the rest of her life. And for him, he would be working by the sweat of his brow, start stinking. He never stunk before in his life. And he'd have the awful responsibility of trying to corral an insecure woman, which was not his problem up until then. That was God's problem, and it didn't exist as a problem because they hadn't eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He had problems from that downwards. And it's amazing to me, it wasn't five generations later they had a son who was a murderer. The very next thing that was born into their lives was a murderer. A murderer. And we know enough about psychology today to know that you bake one of those babies as well as what they decide to do. You make something, you start something, you genetically produce something, and you, my friends, have now found out what real pain is all about. Your kid has been cursed from heaven to wander through life and be hated by everyone he ever meets forever. Oh, brother. Dear God, and just the other day we had the Garden of Eden with every pleasure imaginable, and all we thought we were doing is going for more pleasure. And what do? We found pain. And my friends, for thousands of years to this day, people have been doing that same thing, and we're in pain now. Yeah. Then finally, this is interesting. First of all, it was relationships. They believed the wrong thing and violated trust. Then it was love. They embraced the wrong thing and went after rejection in their ignorance, and that's what they got. Then there was this matter of freedom. They wanted the wrong thing and got themselves into bondage. Then there was this matter of life. They drew from the wrong thing and they got death instead. Then there was this matter of pleasure. They wanted more pleasure, so they went after the wrong thing and it just gave them pain. Now, one of the things they never knew was there, because it was so big in their lives, they just thought it was everywhere, including in the ferns. Hope. They were the most optimistic people who ever lived. They had eternal life at their beck and call. They had God in heaven coming down to earth to visit with them. They had the most perfect, wonderful place in all the world. They had eternity in front of them. They were exuding hope. But after that, Satan had sold them a bill of goods. They believed the wrong thing. And hope was turned to disappointment. And they began to deal with disappointment after disappointment unto death. And you know something? Oftentimes we go after hope to improve the hope we have. And we believe the wrong thing. And we become disappointed and get hurt, violated. And you've got to take this thing all the way back to relationships. It began with a violation of the relationship and the violation of trust, which is the foundation and soul of a relationship, because they believed the wrong thing and finally ended up disappointed without that relationship and without hope, believing all kinds of crazy stuff. And it wasn't very long before they were worshipping rocks and all kinds of crazy things. Hope was gone, man. It's funny, you know, when you're so surrounded by hope and optimism and people who love you and believe in you and support you, you don't realize how much you've got. Yeah. Take it away. Take it away and see what they've got. I say, I can't imagine it. Neither could Adam and Eve. But they ended up believing the wrong thing, and hope wiped them out. They lost all their